SBS Radio.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Aujourd'hui, nous avons le plaisir de discuter avec Simon Brooke Taylor. Simon est le directeur de la distillerie Hurdle Creek Still, une distillerie qui est donc basée dans l'état de Victoria, dans la très belle vallée King Valley. C'est à peu près à 3 heures de route en voiture de Melbourne et environ 1 heure de Shepparton. Alors Simon, bonjour.
Bonjour.
From now on, we're going to speak English. So first, Simon, can you tell us more about this distillery that you opened about 3 years ago?
I had an idea for many years to open a distillery. I was a brewer before that, and I've worked in the food industry. And living in northeast Victoria, I had an idea that it would be interesting to open a distillery. And originally, with our culture here, I thought it would be alpine liqueurs and maybe Italian-style limoncellos and nocellos, those sort of things. But when we decided to proceed, we saw that gin was very popular in Europe. It was starting to become very popular in Australia, maybe 6 years ago. And so we decided, let's have a gin distillery.
Your distillery mostly produces gin, but what really caught my attention is that you also make pastis. How come?
Okay. I like pastis. I've enjoyed pastis for many years since I was young, and I used to, I discovered pastis in France, skiing in France. I've skied in France for many times. And in our range of gins, we have an aniseed gin. So gin contains aniseed. And while formulating that, I discovered the Australian aniseed myrtle, which gave me the idea to, because I find in Australia you can't find many pasties, I set myself the challenge to see if I could make a pastis using the Australian native botanicals. So that's how it came about. And we make it with two native botanicals in the blend, otherwise a French traditional pastis recipe.
How does your Aussie pastis, extracted from native Australian plants, compare with the French pastis?
Okay, well, the aniseed myrtle is a tree, a large tree, and the leaf, we use the leaf for the aniseed. So it is a little sweeter in its flavor than a traditional Marseille pastis. There is less star anise and more of the leaf. The mint bush we use, which is the other botanical, has a flavor that's similar to mint, or traditional mint, but different. So we have these, it's a softer pastis. French visitors who try it tell me that it's more like an artisan pastis, perhaps.
Simon, we haven't said it yet, but you are originally from the Great Britain, which explains why you visited France many, many times. Do you remember drinking your very first pastis?
Well, I think maybe before, because I think when I was young in England, Pernod was very popular. So when you go to France, you think, well, I should try something else. And so I don't know. I'm guessing it would have probably been Ricard.
All around the Mediterranean, you can find anise-flavored alcohols. Why did you choose to make French pastis rather than Greek ouzo or Lebanese arak?
I think I made pastis because I like pastis and I like to drink pastis. No, I don't regularly drink things like, or wouldn't regularly drink ouzo or sambuca or those sort of drinks. So my experience is with pastis. So when I thought of making an aniseed spirit or aniseed liqueur, pastis was for me the obvious one to try to make. I also mentioned we make an aniseed gin, and this was inspired because there are many cocktails that put a little aniseed in with gin. So maybe a little sambuca, maybe a little absinthe in the cocktail. And I thought, why not as we would say, cut out the middleman, just put the aniseed straight into the gin. That was the origins of where the pastis then evolved from, or our pastis evolved from.
Your brand is mostly known for its gins, and I guess not many Australians actually know what pastis is, so does it sell well, and what do your customers say about it?
It's very interesting. Many Australians don't know pastis. They know ouzo or they know sambuca, but not so many would know pastis. But they like it. People buy it. It seems to be popular in. We sell more in Melbourne, and it seems to be quite popular in Melbourne in some areas. And it's something that is growing, and it's something that was. It's a product. In fact, last year, the Australian Financial Review. Every year they pick their top 24 drinks of the year from all of the products they've tasted, wines, beers, spirits, and our pastis was in the top 24. So
wow.
We're quite pleased.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed on your website that you give a recipe for pastis. I was a bit surprised because you mixed your pastis not with just plain water like we do in France, but with soda.
I think we were looking at an idea for how to introduce Australians to pastis in a way where maybe just the water or water and ice is a bit confronting. So how can we give a drink that they can drink in summer that has the pastis? So we experimented and we thought our pastis goes well with a bit of orange. So we thought soda water and orange as a way of showing to Australians a way they could drink the pastis. I have to say, sometimes in summer, I will have a glass of that rather instead of a beer, say, and it's very refreshing. So it's what we would call a knockoff drink.
Simon, one last question. You're based in the King Valley in the state of Victoria, but your drinks and your pastis in particular, where can we find it? If I want to buy a bottle, where can I go?
The best place to buy it is from us. So we have a web shop, we have a website and a web shop, www.hurdlecreekstill.com.au, or you can visit us. We sell mainly to small independent shops and mainly in Melbourne or mainly in Victoria. But if anybody is interested in it, they can contact us directly as well. We work with small bottle shops. The largest bottle shop in Victoria probably would be Nick's in Melbourne, in Doncaster, who have a big range of spirits. Otherwise, it's generally the smaller bottle shops. And if anybody has a local bottle shop they'd like to stock it, then refer them to us, and we'll be happy to work with them.
Merci beaucoup, Simon.
Okay, merci.
Et nous rappelons également, bien sûr, à nos auditeurs que l'alcool, le pastis, comme tous les autres, est à consommer avec modération. sbs.com.au